The thing with the story is that it conflates and combines so many different issues, touchstone issues for the BBC and for the media. It's got Jonathan Ross and his £18 million three-year deal, which has been so controversial for many people and acts as kind of a lightning rod for those who have agendas against the BBC, whether it's Associated Newspapers and the Daily Mail, who hate Jonathan Ross because he is represents for them the coarsening of celebrity culture and the dumbing down of broadcasting, or the commercial rivals to Radio 2, who feel that Jonathan Ross embodies everything that's wrong about Radio 2, how the BBC has outbid them for talent like Jonathan Ross in the marketplace and is the cause of all their ills. Not true, by the way, but that's what they think. And then he also acts as a focus of attention for the political opponents of the BBC, those people on the right of the political spectrum who see the BBC as a dangerously liberal left-wing organisation. He's a stick with which to beat the BBC for that. And then there's a whole load of other things in the backwash. National Treasure, Andrew Sachs, his not-so-cherubic granddaughter, who turns out to be a member of the burlesque dance troupe Satanic Sluts, no less.
Yes, it's not quite clear who was corrupting who in that particular relationship. Russell Brand has resigned over this. Is that an end to the matter?
Well, the trouble is that the wrong person has gone. This is not going to help. The resignation of Russell Brand yesterday is not going to help the BBC. There's an ongoing inquiry that will find out who at the BBC approved this particular segment for broadcast, and we know for a fact that it was approved for broadcast by somebody, so they're going to have to get to carry the can. And as I said before, the focus of this story is not really Russell Brand. It's all about Jonathan Ross.
This isn't the first time that the BBC's got itself in terrible trouble over what's essentially the issue of trust.
Only a year ago, the BBC lost a senior executive, the controller of BBC One, Peter Fincham, over the issue of misrepresenting the Queen in a trailer for a forthcoming documentary. And that was all about the issue of trust in broadcasting. Can we trust the BBC, publicly funded by the licence fee, to basically broadly get it right? And this is in the same sort of ballpark as that. So it disinters that issue as well. And it's an issue that the BBC thought they'd buried, by the way, with the sacking of the BBC One controller, Peter Fincham. But all of this is all swirls back up again now. So that's another reason why this is a story that the BBC could well do without, particularly at a time when the broadcasting regulator, Ofcom, is undertaking a review of public service broadcasting, a review, by the way, that's been going on for quite a considerable amount of time, but may end up with the license fee that currently all of which goes to the BBC being split and shared up with other broadcasters such as Channel 4. Now, that's something that the BBC is implacably opposed to, but the arguments marshalled in the BBC's favour start to weaken when you get controversies like this.